her music. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio, better known as Quest Community Vibration. So I'd like to welcome you for another edition of Quest Youth Radio. Now, today we feature student hosts Brielle Claire and Justin Hill. And, of course, we have panelists, and we have a new panelist with us this morning just to represent. And her name is Kaya Diet. Right. So, Kyla, how about you introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Kaya. I'm really excited to listen in today.
Okay, very good. And hopefully you'll hear some things that may incite you to want to join in and make a comment and join the conversation. I'd like to have Justin Hill, the real deal, introduce yourself.
Good morning, everybody, and I'm Justin Hill.
All right. And Brielle, Claire, I'd like for you to introduce yourself.
Good morning, everybody, and it's Brielle Claire.
All right. And, of course, Mr. Sheldon Harris.
Right moments, melanated people. It's a lovely day.
All right. And that it is. Now, it seems that music is like poetry and has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meaning that we can comprehend, like definition. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now, I'm asking each and every one of our Quest listeners to pull back the musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora, and you're sure to find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed, vibrations. So I want to thank everyone who's listening and joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Now, without waiting, I'd like to just let Brielle start out with one of your one of your diamonds, okay? So you can start off, Brielle, by going first. Take it away.
All right, good morning, everybody. And today I'm going to be doing Barbara Ann Sizemore. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And first I'm going to start off what was significant about her. So what was significant about her was how she was able to become the first African-American woman in lead of the public schools in a major city. But many years late before, Barbara Ann Sizemore was born on December 17th, 1927. She was raised in Indiana and went to a segregated elementary and middle school. She graduated high school at the age of 16. Later, she attended the Northwestern University, where she received a bachelor's degree in classical languages in 1947. She returned to school and received a PhD from the University of Chicago in 1979. And in school, she taught English and reading for both elementary and high school from 1950 to 1963. Then became a principal from 1963 to 1967. 2 years later, she was named District Superintendent of Woodlawn Experimental School. From 1965 to 1971, she was a member of the adjunct faculty at Northeastern Illinois University. Sizemore taught at the University of Pittsburgh. She wrote 3 books, The Ruptured Diamond, Walking in Circles, and lastly, The Black Struggle for Reform. As time went by, she died at the age of 76 in 2004, July 24. Again, this is Brielle, and that is just a message.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episode 2 like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone.
To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Why some people gotta live in a trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised 3 daughters all by herself, with no help. I think about the struggle and I find a strength in myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south, before my core bailed me out.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Do a die like Best Style, see the red sky out the window of the red eye, the lead blind, the T-Raps living the last dive.
Smoke trees and we stay strong. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison. Numbers in prison. They victim black in the vision. And all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you. The love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical. When the living is miserable. Your position is pivotal. What ain't you now? Why would I lie? Just to get by. Just to get by. To get fly. The TV got us reach the stars. Not the ones between Venus and Mars. The ones to be reading from parts. The people get breath and hands with that. Penis and larger. Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the feet of the Father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs. When all you really need is love.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
My pants sing like John Lennon. Imagine all the people watch me rock like Paul McCartney from now. camp where you find strong and feeble in mind. I say reading the sign.
All right, and we're back. Now, let me start out, you know, because I want to chop up a little bit about Barbara Sizemore, right? And she is definitely a person that a lot of people may have seen on social media in small clips, but they didn't know who she really was. Kaya, I'm going to come to you. Have you ever heard of Barbara Sizemore?
I actually haven't heard. When she said her name, I wasn't familiar with it. But when she was explaining, one thing that stuck out to me was how she went to school and got her bachelor's and ended up getting a PhD instead of, you know, getting her master's first. She ended up getting, like, the highest degree that you can possibly get and took that further, her education and teaching others. So that stuck out to me.
Okay. All right. So for somebody you don't know, from what you've heard already, you're already impressed. We're going to go straight to Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris, had you been familiar with Barbara Sizemore?
Yeah, but just in a small way, you know, because I remember her book, The Ruptured Diamond, and it was like kind of a it was based on her thesis that she wrote for her doctorate. And she was really complaining about the D.C. school system and how segregated it was. And it's ironic that she became, later on, the superintendent of the D.C. school system. You know, so that was the connection I got with her. You know, because she was right, and it was not just D.C., but all over the country, especially back in those days. It was almost like my days. But back then, it was a lot different as far as school systems. There was a lot of segregation. There was a lot of you get better books than we get, the so separate but equal genre that Brown and the Board of Education kind of flipped the script on. But, yes, I have kind of heard of her in a small way, and Brielle kind of added a little more to my knowledge. So big ups to her for that.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a clip out that a lot of people may or may not have seen. Right. Mr. Harris, you have a lot of feedback in your background. Right. The clip that's played, and you can find it. If you Google Barbara Sizemore, right, you'll hear her talking about the educational school system and the fact that they don't want you to know about African Americans being here and on this side of the world before the Europeans had ever even come here, right? And she says, and I'm trying to quote as best I can, she says, how do they explain those statues down in Mexico that depict faces of Africans? They don't want you to know, right? And so I really encourage and urge everyone to look up Barbara Sizemore and to hear what she has to say about, you know, the school system that our children basically are faced to have to contend with. And I just want to say one more thing about Barbara Sizemore that I thought was very important, that I actually heard her in a speech say. She said, be aware of the standardized test. Now, you know, it's no argument that we all understood that standardized tests were culturally biased, right? Nobody will argue with you on that point. She said, so what the initiative today is to eliminate or abolish the standardized test. And what she said was, be careful before you accept that, because now without a standardized test, you don't have a way to gauge what the children are actually learning or what they've actually learned. So without a standardized, a child can graduate from high school and not be able to read, right? And one more point right? On Barbara Sizemore, right? And that is schools today, even in the state of New Jersey, are segregated, okay? So sometimes we talk about segregation as if it is a thing of the past, and thus goes the reason for this particular program, right? These things are still in existence. School systems around the country are still segregated, and giving children of color, right, black children, the same education that other children from more wealthy neighborhoods receive. That being said, Mr. Harris, do you want to add any more to that?
Oh, yeah, well, the whole idea about Africans being here before Columbus, those statues, you talk about the Olmec head, and, you know, and
right.
It was, and see, we have to understand that we've been navigating the Atlantic Ocean for thousands of years. And, you know, because there are natural currents that will just bring you from West Africa to South America. And then you can just navigate your way up the rest of the coast. But we've been making that and trading with people on that side for thousands of years. But again, like you said, there's certain things are not put in our curriculum. And this whole, we were here before Columbus, it was a brother named Ivan Vasertima that wrote a book. It was called Before Columbus. And, you know, and it speaks to a lot of things that if you're not willing to research these type of things for yourself, you'll be under the illusion that what you're being taught in school is the truth. And that's a big mistake, and that's something that we should all try to question everything that we're taught. You know, if it turns out to be right, so be it. But a lot of it is not going to turn out to be correct. And it's better to know than not to know. And don't expect other people to tell you.
What about the standardized test tubes?
Again, like you said, it's culturally biased, because it's really based on who's writing the test, you know. So, like you said, we can't necessarily get rid of the word standardized testing. What we can get rid of is the cultural biasness that's in those tests and make it more universally, you know, across cultures. And this is something that we're not doing. And, you know, and you can do without standardized tests, but you can't do without testing. And one thing is not necessarily the same as the other. Standardized tests are set up by certain people in certain communities. And you can test amongst your own what you've learned and what you've not learned. That's the dichotomy of education. Are we going to listen to what other people say, or are we going to find out from each other?
Have you heard any talk of abolishing standardized tests?
Yes, I've heard the talk, but no, you know, like I said, I did hear about people abolishing standardized tests as a barometer of what people have learned and what they haven't learned. You know, because, you know, standardized tests is the basis for people to get into higher education and get in colleges and universities. They use standardized tests, the SATs, and, you know, in order to get advanced degrees, there are certain standardized tests. You know, and the standardized tests just focus you into one way of thinking. So, you know, the whole standardization of testing is an issue, but testing is necessary in order to find out what's going on. But the standardization is a major problem.
Okay. All right. Now, Kaya, I want to bring you back in. Now, you've heard some of this discussion here. Do you have any kind of comment? Now, you don't have to. But if you do, it's cool.
Yeah, I was listening, and I was. It brought me back to a memory when I was in high school, how everybody, we had to take certain standardized tests. At my school, we called them IA tests. And what I noticed was some people had different tests, some people had different curriculum on the test, and then some people were able to leave the classroom to get extra time. And it was, like, different for everybody, and it was a different experience for me as well, because when I was in high school, I wasn't really a good test taker, but I was able to get my test done, of course. But I just looked at it as, like, every student had a different, every student had a different test, and that kind of made other students feel bad. And I just noticed how, like, in school, you know, in education, it was different for everybody. So that's something I wanted to comment on.
Okay. Absolutely. Because for every individual who is different, they're going to consume a test in a different form or fashion. Mr. Harris, I'd like for you to quickly tell us about the song that I played, Get By. Who is that song by?
It was the artist who was actually rapping and singing on the song was Talib Kweli, but it was a song that was written by Kanye West. You know, he was the one that wrote and produced the music in the background. Talib just put the rap on the top of it.
Now, I know you selected this particular song. Was it for any particular reason?
Yeah, well, if you listen to the words, you know, it talks about how people will do things maybe outside of their natural way of thinking just so they could be accepted by other people within the society. And that's why the song is called Just to Get By. You know, sometimes you'll dumb yourself down just to be acceptable in different areas. And, you know, sometimes we do those things, like I said, just to get by. But are you really maximizing yourself and your talent, or are you just trying to get by?
Okay. That's a good question, but a good song, good selection. And thank you for breaking it down for us. And we have other songs that were selected by our music director, Mr. Harris, right, that he'll be able to elaborate. Right now, I'd like to continue bringing on our next student host, the real deal, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Hill, for his first Diamond segment. Take it away.
Welcome, everybody. And I'm student host Justin Hill on WSLU. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the truth of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, you are about to find yourself. And my diamond segment is on Carol Anderson. And Carol Anderson is the Charles Howard Chandler Professor of African American Studies at Emory University and author of White Rage. At the core of her research agenda is how policy is made and unmade, how racial inequality and racism affect that process and outcome, and how those who have taken the brunt of those laws. As an educator and historian, Professor Anderson has been lauded both by colleagues and students alike for her exciting and accessible approach to research in academia. And what's significant about her is that she has detailed the history of politics, the oppression of African Americans in her seminal work White Rage. And that is it for my first segment of today, which was Diamonds.
All right. Thank you so much. You know, Carol Anderson is very interesting because during her research, she's able to, and I encourage and urge everyone to go out, if you don't know who she is, to dig further and find out. But she looks at the laws of the country and the policies that were created, right,
in fear of black people. And she has a premise that part of the Constitution where it says the freedom to bear arms. And she says that that was put together, minted out of fear of black people, coming back to fight. And so with the militia movements, to control the militia movements in America, they gave the right to bear arms in the Constitution. Okay, yeah, it's coming back to me, right? Amongst other things that she, Carol Anderson, actually talks about and has done research about, but she's a very interesting person to find out, look up. You can find information on YouTube. You can Google. And I encourage and urge everyone to find out more about Carol Anderson. That being said, I'm going to bring in Mr. Harris once again, right? And had you ever heard of Carol Anderson?
Actually, I have. You know, there was a series of documentaries called Hidden Colors. And she was one of the people that contributed thoughts to what was going on as far as, like you said, the legal aspect of, you know, segregation and stuff in this country put into the law. Like you said, you talked about the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. That was for slave revolts. You know, they was like, well, we're going to let all white people be able to bear arms just in case your slaves wanted to revolt. And, you know, and there were a lot of other laws that happened even before the Jim Crow laws after slavery that helped hold black people in a certain position in society. And she was very articulate. You know, I've seen a couple of, like I said, she had did some segments in these Hidden Color movies. And she was very articulate in what she said. And you almost can't argue with her. You know, I hadn't really followed up with her much more beyond that, but it was good to hear that she's been around. And, you know, and then she's getting a certain acclaim. I thought she was just somebody who they found out who had some certain knowledge, but found out she has a whole lot of knowledge and is disseminating that knowledge amongst the younger people. And that's a very good thing.
Okay. Thank you so much. Kyle, you know, I'm coming back to you. Had you ever heard of Carol Anderson?
I have, but I wasn't really too informed on who she was. I mean, I know who she was, but not exactly what she was known for.
Okay. All right. So hopefully we enlighten you a bit, right? Or at least encourage you to look and search for more information about her. Now we have some more heavy hitters, heavy hitting topics, right, to talk about, you know, the African-American diaspora and the state that we all live in. But before we do, I have another song titled The Main Thing is to keep the main thing.
Automatic as a meditation, automatic as a trail of tears, I ride this way, triumph hill, the road so dark, be the light, shed the light into the dark road, the light is not afraid, that part, gang, gang, variation, dream team, the local dream time always, the address on Spectrum Road, from the rivers of the Shroom Rail, sense over sensation, sweating on a hot template, tiny cell panorama, silence of the clarion call, waveforms, bird songs. Recognition is invitation. Grace a gift you couldn't earn.
Makes you wonder.
Thank you again, report the work.
Makes you wonder what the world
is. Now for free freedom. How you mean, ask yourself. Look to everything that you desire. Look at the conditions that it's put you in. Do the honest math, pass the figures. Pass the fixes, friendly neighbor. Freshest labor, Mary's native. Local time, all ages. Forever is a current event.
The future.
Life on this side is quick, quick.
What are you talking about?
Trade
now?
Trick.
Now.
Sorcerer.
Yeah.
Insecure.
Synonym.
Frankenstein trying to get it strange. Ain't the source matter strange enough? I heard Dylan say turn it up. I heard him twice when he said it first. And that's automatic, automatic, automatic. Automatic, automatic. Everything is not for sale. Everybody. Cocaine, crack a devil, honky tonk. Trailer park, trash can, trap house. All top, all black, anything. TNT, white supremacy. Cocaine, crack a devil, honky tonk. Trailer park, trash can, trap house. Starlight, all black, anything. TNT, white supremacy. TNT.
TMT.
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 What's white supremacy? Yikes.
Mental illness. We bring the noise and break the gentle stillness. The trap door in the city is cat core. We with the shoot, no need for the back and forth. Get into it. The belief you're superior to the darker races just means you inferior and live in darker places. God's amazing, we artists, this ain't a product placement. Huh? Love is a spiritual technology. I give it up to God when they clap for me. I love to give credit where the credit due. It's beautiful,
makes
it's a struggle
wonder.
Faced by the destitute. We celebrate diversity with carnivals and festivals. White supremacy automatically going against us. Huh? Third eye is the point of entry. Huh? Automatic like a reply. From a hipster, automatic as a point of sister. Huh? Try to conquer us with the pestilence. Huh? This is common as black excellence. Huh? They reward it for mediocrity. Huh? I ain't begging for my equality. No. I'm too big to fail. Grab the bull by the horn to wag the dog by the tail. The OGs is in jail. The millennials is in sale. Am I dreaming to do what demons have? Tentacles and scales, huh? Automatic, automatic, causing static. This is trust, exercise like falling backwards. Gotta trust with you guys and we gon' catch you. And that's automatic, automatic, automatic. Automatic, automatic. Everything is not for sale. Everybody pays the price.
Yikes.
And we're back. Welcome to Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring on our student host, bring her back, Brielle Claire. Brielle, pardon my stuttering. Take it away.
Hey, hello, everybody. Again, it's Brielle, and I'm going to be sharing you guys the definition of education. This segment provides the listener with words and their meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions control us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. So the definition for education is the process of receiving or giving systematic instruction, especially at a school or university.
And does that include your segment?
Yes, it includes the segment about Barbara Ann Sizemore. Most of her life, she was somebody who received education, and then later in her life, she was able to give education to kids when she was a reading and a writing teacher.
Okay, so that's what's significant about her.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. All right. So we're going to go. And first of all, I'm going to come to Mr. Harris again. Mr. Harris, the song, The Main Thing, what's significant about the selection for today's podcast?
Yeah, well,
the main thing, well, the title is the main thing, or you try to keep the main thing, you know, because a lot of times we get distracted by other things that are going on in our life, and, you know, and you might lose focus on what your original motivation was because you get caught up with all the other things that are around you. So the key is to keep the main thing, and then, you know, then you start being able to reap the benefits of what you were, your original thought and your original process was. So that's where that was the kind of over, like the umbrella meaning of the song, the main thing. You're going to try to keep the main thing, stop being distracted by all the things. Then the world will distract you, you know, on a lot of other levels. And the hardest part is trying to keep what you started doing and being able to continue that. Keep the main thing.
Wow. You know, Mr. Harris, that's interesting that you bring that up. And I just want to thank you for, you know, making that a selection, because it just reminded me that we live in a world that is completely busy, everybody. The world is busy. People are on their phones. People are on their laptop. You know, it used to be a time you go to a party and, you know, people would stand around, and now you can walk in the party and people are not just standing around. They're standing around looking at their phone. Right. And it's just so much information being disseminated, right, that you can get lost and forget to keep the main thing, or let's just say what it is, to keep the focus. Kaya, I'm going to come to you and ask you about, well, how are we doing so far, and what do you think about the show so far and what we're talking about?
I really enjoyed the show. It's very informative, and I'm gaining a lot of new information that I once did not know. And it's kind of inspiring to me because I take education very seriously, and I like Brianna's segment where she was talking about explaining the definition of education and how it connects to her diamond. And that's really important to me because even today, education I don't know how to word this, but there still needs to be some fixing in education, because even though we talked about discrimination and racial injustice in the past, that still hasn't been fixed today. And knowing that we're talking about it now and listening to Justin and all the other speakers, that's really my focus as well. And it's really just I'm gaining information, which I like, and I don't know how to say the word, but the cause
informative to me. And guess what? And that's okay. It'll come to you, right? But but thank you. Her name is Brielle, right? And
oh, sorry.
We're going to – no, that's okay. Brielle is – she's a nice person. She gives you Brielle, don't let me talk to for you. Is it okay? She mispronounced your name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Brielle, you can say hi, Kaya.
Hi, Kaya.
Okay, there we go. There we go. I just want everybody to know we can all hear each other. Okay. So let's continue on digging deeper in the history and finding out more information. And I want to bring Justin, do you have any definitions for us today? That's the first question.
No, I couldn't think of any.
Okay. And, okay, so secondly, you do have a diamond. So please share your second segment of diamond.
History is like a diamond. Each crystal represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply in your balance to find yourself. And my diamond segment is on Vivian Thomas. And what's significant about him is that he was a poor black man, but he kind of like rose up and did what he wanted to do. And Vivian Thomas was an American laboratory supervisor who developed a procedure used to treat blue baby syndrome, now known as heart disease, in the 1940s. Thomas was unique in that he did not have any professional education or experience in a research laboratory. However, he served as a supervisor of the surgical laboratories at Johns Hopkins for 35 years. He was the assistant to Surgeon Alfred Blalock and Blalock's experimental animal laboratory. Thomas and Blalock did groundbreaking research for my segment of Diamonds, and I thank you guys for listening.
All right. I want to thank you for bringing that particular diamond to surface. And as we shine light on Vivian Thomas, I want to remind everyone that there's nothing that you cannot do. Vivian Thomas did not have a medical degree, yet because of his being familiar in the environment of the medical field, he was able to use his ingenuity to actually cure and have a medical discovery for the what is called the blue baby syndrome, all right? And they actually made a movie about this, and it just exemplifies another example of Black excellence in my view and opinion. And with that being said, of course, I'm going to bring in Mr. Harris once again. And do you have a comment? Take it away.
Well, Vivian Thomas was obviously a brilliant mechanic, because that was really what his set was. That's what his skill set was, in being able to build stuff and put stuff together. And once the whole idea about, because most of the babies would have a heart problem, like a hole in their heart or something like that. Excuse me. He would have like a hole in their heart, and then the heart wouldn't be able to pump the blood to the rest of the body. That's why the body turned blue. That was the whole blue baby syndrome. So he figured out a way through mechanics how he can use that same knowledge to fix the heart valve. And he came up with a little thing, but part of the issue was that the doctor he was supposedly working under was taking all the credit for Vivian Thomas's work, because back then a Black man, you weren't even supposed to be in certain areas in the hospital, even at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. You know, so the white doctor was taking the credit for all the work that Vivian Thomas was doing. And, you know, and then it wasn't until that doctor was about ready to die, after he accepted all the awards and all the accolades for Thomas's work, he finally admitted that this work was from Vivian Thomas. And as a matter of fact, Vivian Thomas has a portrait at Johns Hopkins University. There's a portrait of him, and he was the first brother that was up on the wall there, you know, before Ben Carson. And we're not going to talk about him. But he was a very, you know, his ingenuity was beyond what was necessary for the time. And he rose to the occasion, which is what we do most of the time.
Okay. And as we, that's a fact. I'm going to steal that line, right? And musically, we continue with another song. Is this song titled Redefinition or Respiration?
No, it was like Redefinition, you know, because sometimes we hear a definition for something. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we're going to listen to the song first, and then we're going to come back to Mr. Harris and let him elaborate. And then after that, we're going to have Brielle give us some more information. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked.
Turning your play into a tragedy. Exhibit level degree on the mic. Passionately, niggas are sweet, so I bet if I bid, I get a cavity. Living to get high, you ain't flyer than gravity. We die hard like the battery, thrown in the back of me by the mad MC. Think imitation's the highest form of flattery. Actually, don't be mad at me. I had to be the one to break it to you. You be kicked into obscurity like judo. No menudo, cause you pseudo. Trying to compete for reality like Xerox. Towards destruction, you spiraling like hairlocks. Wipe some teardrops. Chase the stars in your eyes, playing games with your lies. Letterwise is widows, soaking up pillows, weeping like willows. Still no black is dying, cause they living, they trying. How to Make a Slave by Willie Lynch is still applying. Regardless, the most is one of my closest partners. Rocking ever since before Prince was called the artist. Rocking before Fuck Master Flex was rocking starter. When Pac and Biggie was still cool before they was martyrs. Life or death if I'm choosing, with every breath I'm enhancing. Stop, there comes a time when you can't run.
Lyrically handsome, go collect the king's ransom. Gems I write soon become the ghetto anthem. Play out like Bruce Wayne's mansion. Move like a phantom. You talk about me to your grandson. Cats who claiming they hard be mad facts, so I run through them like blood water through sandbags. Competition is mad, what I got, they can't have. Sick of they shit, like Moby Dick, they ain't half. To the way past the minimum, interim millennium. My raps are holding gas in your back like Palestinians. Ancient Abyssinian, Charlotte Hornet Gideon. Official B-boy gentleman, long term never the interim. Born inside the winter wind, they at the dissimulation. These simpletons they mentioning is synonym for feminine. Sweeter than some cinnamon, the thing that swings my intimate. Rush up on adrenaline, they get their asses sent to them.
Gentlemen,
we got a sentiment, what an assimilant. Leave your unit trembling like herds of moving elephant. Intelligent embellishment, follow for your element from Flatbush settlement. Skin possesses melanin, hotter than tails of crack peddling. Making them like blue gelatin, swing like Duke Ellington. Bloated and barren, leave me, believe me. The hotter patch of red who burnt down your cheap teepee. You see me?
Most deaf and tired and quiet. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop.
Wow. Yeah. Definitely a song that we can play on WSAQ, but deliver the message of the song to us, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, well, it's called Redefinition because when Talib Kweli and Mos Def or Black Star had put their first album out like 20-plus years ago, there was a song called Definition where they were just talking about how we – Like we talk about even on this show, you know, you have to understand your own definitions because if you just listen to other people, you might not get what you're looking for. And, you know, so like our definition of our definition segment, it kind of talks to that. Like, don't always take other people's way of looking at things. And sometimes you might have to do your own research to find out what's going on. And this was just a remake of the song that they made like 20-plus years ago.
Okay.
Well, you know, it was just something to do a little bit. And yes, we will have a cleaner version for Saturday.
But other than that, more importantly, dealing with the moment, it is important and appropriate. Okay, so let's bring on our next student host again, Riel Claire. Good morning. Take it away.
Good morning, everybody, and I am on with my second student today, and it is about Francis Crick Wilson. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And what I thought was significant about this, about her, was how she was able to find out what was going on in Black communities, and she was able to give essays about it in her book and help them out. But many years before, Frances Creswell Singh was born on March 18, 1935 in Chicago, Illinois. Her father was a physician and her mother was a teacher. In 1957, she earned a B.S. degree in Antioch College. And in 1962, she received an M.D. at Howard University. After receiving those degrees, she moved to Washington, D.C. and worked at many hospitals, especially children's hospitals. 22 years later, Miss Welsing published a book named The ISIS Papers. This book was a compilation of the essays she wrote for 18 years. The name ISIS Papers was inspired by an ancient Egyptian goddess. In the story, according to Miss Welsing, all the gods' names mean Lord of the Perfect Black. She believed that speaking about racism could end it. According to Miss Welsing, the issues of unemployment, infant mortality, and drug use was caused by white supremacy. She wanted to know what was going on in Black communities. So like I said earlier, she was able to solve it and wrote about it in essays. But by December 30th, 2016, Miss Welsing suffered from two strokes, and a few days later, she passed away. Again, this is Brielle, and that is it on my segment about Frances Cress Welsing.
Hey, Brielle. When you were reading up about her, was there anything that reached out and touched you personally about her?
Yes. What really got me to know is that she was able to find out what was going on in these Black communities because, you know, a lot of people back then, they were selling drugs and they were going to jail. So I'm glad that she was able to find out what was going on with them and share it.
Okay. That's interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, I do want you to know also that what I found interesting about Brielle's segment, you know, there are some derogatory statements towards the European or Eurocentric people that Dr. Frances made. And instead of just presenting it, Brielle brought it to my attention. I just thought it was funny, and it kind of stands out. Brielle, I want you to go to your next definition, right, because we're running down and running out of time. So please share your definition and continue.
So my definition is racism, and the segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for you. Racism. A person who believes that some races are better than others or acts unfairly to someone because of his or her race. And I think, you know, it was significant and important because, like, it has something to do with the segment, the diamond segment, because if the white people allowed the Black people in those communities to enter in high-position jobs, they wouldn't have been so stressed and they wouldn't have sold drugs to get money. So that's what I think about it.
Okay. Well, those are your thoughts, and you're free to have them, right? Now, with that definition being delivered, I'm about to set everybody up. Some people may know, some people may not know, but let's get educated. Kaya, I'm coming straight to you. I have a question. I'm being a little facetious here, but it's an important question. Kaya, can a Black person be racist?
I do believe a Black person can be racist just as any other race. It's more so of like even African Americans can be racist to their own people. I don't really talk too much on this topic, but it is true and it can happen. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, no. It's a setup question because I have the answer. I'm not going to ask a question that I don't have the answer to, right? But I'm going to keep on. I'm going to stay on my role. Justin, Can a black person be racist? You can give me a yes or no.
Would you take a maybe?
I'll take a maybe. I'll take what you give me, brother. Right. Okay, so we got a one yes. We have a maybe. Brielle, can a black person be racist?
I think so, so I'll say yes.
You say yes. Okay, Mr. Harris, can a black person be racist?
In this world, in this society, I have to say no. Because now we can be prejudiced. We can prejudge other people based on our thinking about stuff, and we can dislike somebody because of their race or their culture. But racism itself has a power behind it. You know, so I can say I hate white people or stand out on the corner and bang on the drum. I hate white people. But there's nothing I can do to stop white people from having their privilege. Now, a white person can say, I hate black people, and then there'll be other white people that can stop me from getting a bank loan, that can determine where I have to go to school, can determine where I have to live, you know, as a group, not as an individual. But racism is based on power and control. And prejudice is something anybody can have. You know, everybody likes some things and don't like other things. You know, we can do that, and we do that. Like one of the people was saying that we're prejudiced against our own people. You know, you got the light-skinned ones and the dark-skinned ones. They think they're prettier than the other ones, you know, real stupidness. But as far as racism is about power. It's not about just not liking somebody. It's about being in control of those people. And given that, then, no, I don't think black people can be racist.
Okay, well, not only do you not think, according to the definition of the word racist or racism, unless you are able, like Mr. Harris said, to have the power and control behind it, you cannot be a racist, okay? And so we've kind of run out of time. I'm going to ask Justin to close us out and wrap it up.
Oh, I should thank everyone for joining us on Questions Radio. Make sure you check out our next show on WSOU 89.5 FM from the campus of Zine Hall in South Orange. And Questions Radio is the best.
Everybody, the best youth radio.
Youth radio.
All right, yep. So we're going to close out. Thank you once again with the song Respiration. Mr. Harris, thank you for your contribution. Kaya, thank you for joining us. And we're sure to have you do some more work with us and joining us again. Right, Brielle, wow. Brielle and Justin, thank you for doing a great job. Okay, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, you've just listened to Quest Youth Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, describe, and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual is suitable. Tonight alive, let's describe the inscrutable, the indisputable. We New York, the narcotic. Draped in metal and fiber optic. We're mercenaries who paid to trade hot stocks for profit. Thirsty criminals, thick pockets. Hard knuckles on the second hands of working class watches. Skyscrapers and colossus. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive, you pay or die, no options. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. They both partners, they all heartless. With no conscience. Back streets stay darkened. While unbeliever hearts stay hardened. My ego talent stay sharpened. Like city lights stay throbbing. You either make a way or stay sobbing. The shiny apple is bruised but sweet. And if you choose to eat, you can lose your teeth. Many crews retreat. Nightly news repeat. Who got shot down the lockdown? Spotlight establishes. NASDAQ averages. My narrative mind that I can't recline. Bless the holes in the night till she bless sunshine.
Breathe in.
Inhale vapors from bright stars that shine.
Breathe out.
Smoke, rechase the skyline. Heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing. Chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before I die like the last train leaving.
Breathing in deep city breath. Sitting on the steps, we stoop to new lows. Hell froze the night the city slept. The beast crept through concrete jungles, communicating with one another and get a word. Reward us for from the hydrants to the gutters. The beast walk the beats, but the beats we be making. You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken, taking in plungers. Plunging to death that's painted by the numbers. We'll crawl on the fly pressure. Cats is playing God, but having children by a lesser baby mother. But help it, we played against each other like puppets. Swearing you got pulled when the only pull you got is the wool over your eyes. Getting knowledge in jail like a blessing in disguise. Look in the skies for God, what you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away in the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places.